You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Our presenting sponsor is LO Fiber. We're also sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You guys know the drill. Give me just a minute. I need to pay some bills. Service installations are happening right now in Greeley, all over northern northeast Colorado. Don't wait to experience faster, more reliable service. It's the fastest there is. Trust me, I know these things. Internet, TV, and phone service options available right now. Go to LOfiber.com, or you can visit them at 808 9th Street in Greeley, or you can call 970-503-5055. We're also sponsored by Jerry Lemons and the wonderful people at Lemons Heating and Cooling. From helping you figure out why your energy bill is through the roof to installing an entire HVAC system on a new construction property, trust you're in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingandCooling.com for more information. And finally, we're sponsored by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Mother Nature's finally helping a little bit with the colder temperatures, but the summers and falls in NoCo, they're beautiful, they're warm, they're hot at times, but that can invite the skeeters, the perimeter pests, other biting insects that just ruin fun and life. Trust Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado for effective pest control services so you can enjoy the outdoors. Again, go to noco.mosquitojoe.com for more information. Thank you guys for sponsoring the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. It's Monday, December 1st, 2025. Holy shnikes, 2025 is almost gone already. I cannot believe it. Who'da thunk it? Any hoodles? We have settled into a colder, much colder weather pattern. I warned you guys that it was coming. The drama's always in the details, though. Mountain travel was a mess yesterday. We did get some snowfall for portions of the Front Range I-25 corridor in Eastern Plains, mainly south of Denver on the Palmer Divide, going down into the Rampart Range, Teller County, El Paso County. Some of those narrow bands I talked about yesterday did end up setting up, and we got a few inches out of those. Depending on where you're at, very localized, so this was not a widespread event. And then, of course, we got trace amounts across portions of the Northern Front Range and Northeast Plains, particularly around Loveland and Fort Collins. It's been a difficult weather pattern to predict. I am holding my own, but some places verified, others didn't. That's just the name of the game sometimes. We're going to have a brief break today, and then we're going to do it all over again starting Tuesday and going into the day on Wednesday. Another cold front is going to approach from the north. So tonight and going into Tuesday, the mountain wave is going to set up on the Continental Divide, where gusts above 7,000 feet could gust up to 75 miles per hour. Gross. So if you're susceptible to barometric pressure changes, continue your precautions over the next couple of days. Make sure you stay well hydrated. Take care of yourself. Rest when you can, and I'll get you through it. I'm suffering right along with you. I woke up with a headache this morning, but thankfully I've been able to get a handle on it by a combination of drinking lots of water and popping some Excedrin, and then that usually does the trick for me. But I know a lot of you precious little biscuits suffer as well. So cold front's going to approach. We're going to see snow spread into the central and northern mountains again in Colorado and along I-80 in Wyoming during the day on Tuesday. So difficult mountain travel is likely again, especially Tuesday afternoon going into Wednesday morning. Eventually, that front is going to sag southward to include the Front Range I-25 corridor in Eastern Plains. So sometime Tuesday afternoon into Tuesday evening, we'll see snow spread across the Cheyenne Ridge in both southeast Wyoming and the western Nebraska Panhandle, eventually sagging into the northern Front Range, the northeast Plains, and getting down into the Denver Metro. Eventually, overnight Tuesday and into Wednesday, that will continue to spread southward to include the Rampart Range, El Paso County, the Palmer Divide, around Casterly Rock, Monument, Colorado Springs, getting down into Pueblo County, the Donut Hole, and eventually down onto the Raton Mesa. So think Walsenburg, Colorado City, Trinidad. Out of all the quick-hitting shortwave disturbances we've seen so far, this one has some potential to bring the highest accumulation we've seen so far. For those of you that have not seen very much, there's still some questions I need to answer. There's still a little bit of uncertainty with this setup. You know, we're still 36, well, we'll say 30 hours away, if you will, from this really getting going. So, you know, a lot can change between now and then. Hell, things change seemingly every 5 to 10 minutes around here. So 30 hours is an eternity. But nonetheless, there is a good possibility that many of you along I-25 and on the Eastern Plains Tuesday night into Wednesday morning are going to see slick roads and winter driving conditions for your Wednesday morning commute. So you've been warned. Plan accordingly. I'll keep you updated so that there are not any surprises. And then after that, northwest flow sets up. That favors the central and northern mountains for good dumps of snowfall. And so I think heavy mountain snow is likely starting as early as Friday and going into the upcoming weekend. That is not a favorable direction for measurable precipitation along the Front Range, the I-25 corridor, and the Eastern Plains, unfortunately, due to downsloping. Could it change? Of course. I doubt it. And then after this upcoming weekend, forecast confidence drops because the forecast models have no idea what the hell's going on. They seem to bicker like children. There's a bunch of different solutions and possibilities with how the weather pattern could evolve going deeper into December. So I'm just going to park the forecast there for now. And once I have a better idea of how the long-range weather pattern will unfold, of course, I'll keep you guys updated like I always do on the book face. Denver and Front Range Weather Online, CodyTheWeatherGuy.com, Instagram and X at CodyTheWeatherGuy. Every Monday and Friday, I join Brian and Tanner on the Good Morning NoCo show. And then every Monday, like clockwork, the Cody the Weather Guy podcast drops for free on 1310KFKA.com. And it's also available for free to download on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So you guys be safe. Stay healthy. Take care of each other. Don't be dum-dums. We'll talk again very, very soon. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Boop.